Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I hope you're continuing to celebrate Christmas. Christmas season is not over. It's upon us. We're in the midst of the 12 days of Christmas, and each day ought to be a celebration and a feast, and the church gives us a beautiful feast in this season today to celebrate. It's the Feast of the Holy Innocents. And who are the Holy Innocents? It's a very gripping and sad story, but it's another important piece that the church gives us of revelation, of scriptural revelation, and truth about the battle. Today, we're going to look at the truth of the spiritual battle that we're in, and how human beings are trapped and are slaves to the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. But let's look at it again in the context of this whole week and why these themes are unfolding during this week. Of course, Monday we celebrated the great feast of Jesus, right? His incarnation. The Christmas season here begins. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. God's action to save the world, his plan of salvation, is reaching its fulfillment when Jesus Christ takes on human flesh and he enters our world. And that little helpless child held in the arms of Mary, you know, the simple, beautiful, virgin child herself in many ways, and Joseph, her noble husband, a model of what God wants us to never forget, that family comes from him, that it's his plan, that male and female, he's made them. And from that male and female comes life. And in this case, and this life we know is the unique life of the Son of God, who was born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit. But God the Father gives us the image of family here. And it's so important and so central. And you could see today we're living at a time when there's war being made on the family. The family's being deconstructed. And underneath it, there's spiritual forces at work. People who are deconstructing it may or may not see that. They may or may not know it. But friends, it's actually happening. And so what we see in the story today, in the gospel, in this plan of salvation, we saw not only Christmas on the 25th, we saw the martyrdom of Stephen on the 26th. And yesterday, the church not only showed us in Stephen the model of what we're called to be, but then yesterday raises the question for us, what's the essence of Christianity? The essence of Christianity is new life. It's divine life. It's a life that humanity on its own has absolutely no access to. And we are a people who are in need of life. We're dying, literally, because of sin, and we're separated from God. And we need to be united to God. And it happens by God's action through Jesus, who brings us, as the apostle said, the eternal life that was with the Father and unites it in human flesh. And through his passion, death, and resurrection, and ascension into glory, he makes a pathway. He makes it possible for us to receive this life. And what we see today is the spiritual warfare that happens on the earth and happened on the earth right at the time when Jesus, the King, was born, when Satan pursued him and sought to kill him and to destroy him before he could even fulfill and begin his mission on earth. The three wise men, the Magi, came to King Herod, and they said they were in search of this child. And they said he was a king. And of course, Herod was jealous and got upset. And after the three wise men left in search of Jesus, Herod decides to kill him. Here's the story given to us from Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 and following. It said, "When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said this, 'Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him.' Joseph rose and took the child and took his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled from the Old Testament, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.' When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled since there were no more. A horrible, horrible act of murder, of the killing of who knows how many young boys, 2 years and under. Jesus said of Satan, he's a murderer. He's a liar. He's come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He was threatened. He's threatened by the child, right? The child Jesus. And Herod is in his grip. He's in the grip of the enemy. Herod's threatened by the coming of a king. He doesn't want his authority and his kingship to be challenged at all. He's not willing to receive the Messiah. He's not willing to make room for anybody else who would in any way challenge him. And he's filled with hatred, and he's inspired by Satan, a demonic inspiration, to kill innocent children. Anybody who kills an innocent child at that moment, whether you know it or not, that person is gripped by the hand of Satan. He's gripped, he, she are gripped by spiritual forces of darkness that are always looking to destroy the image of God in man. That's the condition of the human heart. That's how much human beings are capable of falling and resisting God's plan. And the pride of Herod, his sin sickness, his unwillingness to humble himself before God, and he hung on and clung to his idol of authority and his power, and he wanted to protect his power in his place. And any threats, even if it was a baby, a harmless child, he was going to kill it. And of course, again, that weakness in him was manipulated by the enemy, and it led him to conform himself not to God, but to Satan himself. And he ended up doing the bidding of the kingdom of this world. What we see just 3 days after Christmas, friends, is the church presents to us the reality of what really the coming of Jesus reveals and what it sparks. The conflict between the kingdoms, the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ, his son, and the kingdom of Satan, and all those demons that he has enslaved and seduced, and who day after day go about his bidding. You know, from the Christian point of view, it's clear to understand that no human being is my enemy, for example. Our enemy is Satan. He's the one. Remember Jesus on the cross? What did he say? Father, forgive them, that is those who were crucifying him, those who betrayed him. Jesus wouldn't say, you're my enemies. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Why would he say that? Were they responsible? Yes, they were. Is it something they have to repent of? Yes. But they were slaves to sin. And as St. Paul said, their senseless minds were darkened. And as slaves to sin, they conform themselves to the one who dwells in darkness, the enemy. The first reading today is a reading from 1 John, kind of picking up from where it was left off yesterday. The apostles have said, what we've seen, what we've heard, we've declared to you, that the eternal life which has come from God has appeared to us. He's called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light, and he's called us into communion with God. He's given us in the Holy Spirit a new birth, a rebirth into Jesus Christ, his son, and we're now members of the family of God. We're no longer alienated and strangers. We're called out of darkness. We didn't even know how deep the darkness was in us until we saw the light of Christ, and that light dispelled the darkness. And I was brought from darkness to light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. So that apostle John who continues, and here's what he says, beloved, this is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ and we proclaim to you. Now imagine he's speaking directly to you. He's proclaiming something to you that he received directly from Jesus. And this is what Jesus, the full revelation of God, communicated. He said, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and we do not act in the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of his Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, he's faithful and just, and he will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. But if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. What do we see in Herod? Darkness. Where did the darkness lead him to? To commit sin, to commit murder. So deep was the darkness that he was susceptible to the temptations of Satan to literally put out the light that's come into the world. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. He protected Jesus. But this reveals the real condition, how deep the darkness is in the human heart. And again, I mentioned yesterday, look at all the garbage that's being revealed across society. Look at all the hypocrisy and the sin and the perversion and the bondage and the lying and the cheating and the corruption that's all over the place. God is revealing it to us. It's God's mercy. He's shedding light into the darkness. And he's shedding the light into the darkness of every human heart that's willing to listen. Because what we're seeing in the world, friends, is a judgment of God that's come upon the world. And it's a judgment to get each one of us to remember that sin is a profound offense against God. And God is being offended by this sin and this corruption. We belong to God. We're made by God. We're made for God. We're made to worship him and honor him and love him and serve his purposes. And all of that reveals that we're serving ourselves. And that means we're serving the enemy of God, whether we know it or not. We make ourselves enemies of God. And God wants to save us before it's too late, to call us to repentance. I mean, his goal isn't to save Germany and to save the United States and to save Canada. And his goal is to save human beings, because civilizations, nations will pass away. But eternal creatures will live forever. And we're meant to walk in the light. Jesus told the apostles that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. So Jesus, who is the light of the world, has come to dispel all that darkness, to get rid of it, and to shine his light and let the light of Christ shine in us and make us a new creation. So if we're high and mighty and we're judging those who are being revealed, or we're saying, no, not me, I haven't sinned, I don't need this stuff, I don't need salvation, you make God to be a liar. The end of this passage, Gabby said, my children, I'm writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the expiation of our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. Yes, for Charlie Rose, for Harvey Weinstein, for Matt Lauer, for everybody whose sins are being exposed, and for all those who are still hiding in their sin and protecting it. The Lord is saying, open your heart, repent of your sin, come to me. I want to be your advocate before the Father. I want to bring you the forgiveness of sins. I want to expiate and blot out your sin and bring you to eternal life. Friends, let's spread that word. Let's live in that word. Let's come into the light. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.